MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. In Carlsbad, Raymond Lucero was sentenced to life in prison, which in New Mexico is 30 years, plus 20 years for a total of 50 years, for a 2018 murder where Lucero opened fire on the residence of Tess Lucero and her four children, killing Tess. Judge Thomas Lilly also found this to be a serious violent offense, which will have an impact on Raymond Lucero's ability to earn good time while incarcerated. On September 26th, Raymond Lucero was found guilty of first-degree murder, shooting at or from a dwelling, and four counts of child abuse. State Senator Nicholas Paul, who represented District 33, which contains parts of Chavez, Lincoln, and Otero counties, announced on Tuesday he is resigning immediately from his seat early in his first term, citing recent health concerns. During the 60-day legislative session, Paul co-sponsored or sponsored 14 pieces of legislation, most of them regarding crime, gambling, and border security. Two of the bills related to gambling were pocket vetoed. One that he co-sponsored with Democrats regarding state support of infrastructure projects became law. Paul did not attend the recent special legislative session. Because Paul's district spans three counties, commissions in all three counties will meet soon to send a list of proposed replacements to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who will choose from among the candidates to replace Paul. And Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and Democrat lawmakers are looking to get ahead of their Republican counterparts and their claims the doctor shortage in New Mexico should have been part of the emergency special session called by the governor a few weeks ago. The governor has now said she will put medical malpractice on the call of the 30-day session. That means lawmakers will be able to debate legislation to address the state's doctor shortage at a session that is otherwise confined to budgetary matters. About 248 doctors have left the state between 2021 in 2024, and according to the nonpartisan advocacy group Think New Mexico, the state is among the highest rates of medical malpractice lawsuits in the country and doesn't limit punitive damages or attorney's fees. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.